And then after 2 years, Ajahn Sumedho arranged a visit to take some Westerners in 81 to Wat Bapong. And he took some women that were interested in the nun's life, and the first Sister Chanda Si, who had ordained with me, and another nun. And he was also talking very much about Kung Fa and how inspiring she was. And so they went and arrived in Wat Bung Wai, ready to meet this very inspiring Western nun. And meanwhile, in between my first meeting her and then Ajahn Sumedho's visit back to Thailand from England, Kung Fa had become converted to a reborn Christian in a major way. And she was really very rabid about it. And you know, there are many reasons maybe why that happened. It's not the discussion today, but it was very disturbing and quite distressing to see this someone that had been so devoted come, you know, turn around so much. And people got very upset about it, and because she was, like, in a way very keen to try and show people the light. And in the way of doing that was putting down Ajahn Chah. It was very painful to experience this. And then at one point Ajahn Sumedho told us that he went to Ajahn Chah to say, you know, how upset he was about this, that Kung Fa was, you know, had become this kind of raving reborn, and was quite, you know, was quite derogatory about Ajahn Chah, and was not inspiring, you know, the women that he had brought, and he was quite upset about it. And Ajahn Chah just looked at him and said, well, maybe she's right. I really like that. I really like that so much.